Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. This week, we're going to talk about apps. It seems like we've got a lot of ag nerd material lately in doing this Zimcast, but the technology just keeps coming when it comes to especially mobile applications, for example. Well, we're going to talk about something new from John Deere. And Nathan, first of all, why don't you tell me what you do for John Deere, and then we'll get started.
Yep. So my name is Nathan Gruhl. I work for John Deere Intelligent Solutions Group, and I am considered a mobile product manager and work across the enterprise in all of our platforms on helping identify where mobile opportunities are and then ultimately helping the platforms deliver those mobile solutions to our customers.
Well, you have just announced what I think is a unique type of app called the John Deere App Center. That kind of implies, you know, when you say center, that maybe there's more than just a simple app there. Tell us a little bit about the new John Deere App Center.
Yeah, so to kind of sum things up, you know, the App Center is one convenient place for our users to search, find, and launch John Deere productivity and utility apps. That ultimately help our customers increase their performance and uptime and cost of operations. So users can install the John Deere App Center from the App Store and take advantage of the John Deere apps that are available today. So the App Center is developed to accommodate all of our John Deere industries, which include agriculture, turf, construction, and forestry.
So it's kind of, is it proper to describe it as an app that has apps within it?
It is. So you install that from the App Store, and the intent really is to bring awareness of our Deere mobile solutions in this one convenient place for our customers. It provides and enhances, it has a personalized experience where users can see apps by categories, such as our ag production system, which those include, you know, seeding, which we refer to as plant and place, and application, and tillage, and harvest, and then there's a category manage. So this is not only a solution for ag, but also construction and forestry, where users will be able to view app solutions across the construction and forestry product line as well.
And I notice in just taking a quick look at it that while you're in the app on your device, which right now this is just in the iOS format, right?
Yep, it's currently available in the Apple iOS App Store. We are working on the Android version for a future release very soon, and including some of that stuff will be other features to enhance the experience as well for both platforms. Yep.
But again, just looking at this, besides obviously being able to use an app within the App Center that is, you know, helping you do whatever function you need, there are ways for you to message out of the app and share information from that pretty easily. In fact, in a variety of different ways, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of great features that today the App Center offers, and this is just like, you know, Pat Pinkston said, this is the tip of the iceberg for us in the mobile space. And there's sorting features that give the user the ability to sort several different ways, you know, one of those being starting a favorites list, is where somebody can identify an app as a favorite app and then go back and sort by all of their favorites. They have the ability to learn more about each app, which includes a description of what the apps do in screenshots that actually show them. They can open and install the app from the App Center. There's features that they can provide feedback to John Deere for each of the apps that are in the App Center or provide feedback about the App Center itself. And then users can share the app via several ways on social media, which include Facebook or Twitter. And then they can either email or text somebody a link to install the App Center as well to help promote and take advantage of those apps developed by John Deere.
So if I download the John Deere App Center, and let's say 2 months from now, John Deere adds a new feature into that app, will that be kind of like it just shows up in the app, or be like a new version or update that they'll have to do at that time?
So that's a really good question. In the case of now, there is an update that the user would have to do. A lot of people set their updates on automatic. So as they become in Wi-Fi range, that it'll automatically do the update and include the new features. We are also working on some things in the App Center that allow us to update without some of those additional updates by the user. So more automation on our kind of end would allow users to see the latest and greatest information in the App Center. But that's a really good question.
Well, now that you have it out, I mean, it's not been out very long, but have you had some feedback from customers who perhaps already have this on their device and have been starting to use it?
Yes, we've received several different things from feedback to us from an email that just some enhancements and then also other apps that users would like to see. And we encourage that feedback. I think that feedback is phenomenal, especially as we sit here looking at kind of our mobile portfolio and hearing from our customers exactly what they want developed by John Deere to help them out. So we definitely encourage that type of feedback.
Any chance that, as you are looking into the future here a little bit, that you guys are keeping in mind that some of your customers might purchase an Apple Watch, which, is, I think, ideally going to be using their phone as the base from which they get app-type information. But looking at it, how that new device that's coming out sometime, but is that being kept in mind when you do kind of develop these at this point, that we're going to have some new ways for these apps to be utilized by the end user, perhaps in a more wearable fashion, for example?
Yes, I guess the long story short here is that we are keeping in mind that there are emerging technologies that are coming, and this is just going to provide one opportunity for mobile and apps in general for users to find what Deere has to offer. But those emerging technologies will continue to grow, and we have to accommodate for that. And this is a good start, a good platform for us to start at, and as we look at those technologies that come around, we'll look at integrating with them.
Yeah, I this is probably your most stable mobile type of platform at the moment, because I'm in part of the Google Explorers program for what is now, I guess, in its final stages of becoming a new finalized product with the Glass product. But since that whole thing started, there's now, I'm not even sure how many different kinds of wearable devices that include even those that you might be mounted on a special, well, even on your regular glasses for that matter. So it's going to be amazing,
right.
amazing to see.
Every week it seems like there's something new. But I do want to say, too, that users can also go to the app stores today and install each individual app. Gulf Harvest, for instance, is a good example of one of our setup and optimization apps where anybody can go to the app store today on both iOS and Android and install Gulf Harvest individually. So I just want to reiterate that you don't have to have the App Center to install individual apps, but the App Center really enhances the searchability and the findability of John Deere offerings in that one convenient location. So the other thing, too, I would also mention is that when going to the App Store, you can search John Deere in the iOS Apple App Store, and you'll result back maybe 100 different things that result to John Deere. And it's difficult to kind of figure out what apps are developed by John Deere. You know, some of them have the search word of John in it that return that result. And the App Center really helps refine those searches into Deere-developed apps that our customers can take advantage of.
Yeah, that's what I found when I first did that this morning myself. And so, as we'll recommend in the story post on this, if you just go to the App Store, iTunes App Store, and type in search John Deere App Center, that'll take you right where you need to go more quickly than just searching sort of generically for John Deere, for example.
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, we'll point them that way and stay in touch with the Intelligent Solutions Group. You guys are doing some very fascinating work, and look forward to seeing how that continues to grow.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Hey, well, thank you, Nathan. It's a wonderful Monday morning, I hope, for most people. That's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.